From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The United States is promising support for protesters in Iran, condemning Iranian officials for a crackdown that's left 21 people dead and more than 1,000 others under arrest. More from VOA's Lori London.
A White House official Thursday said the U.S. will look for actionable information and seek to impose new sanctions against those responsible for stifling protests that began just last week. The State Department also said it would not stand by idly. In a statement, it said, quote, "We have ample authority to hold accountable those who commit violence against protesters, contribute to censorship, or steal from the people of Iran." Lori London, VOA News.
The United States says it's suspending security aid assistance to Pakistan. This until the country takes action against terrorist organizations, including the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani Network, a move that was criticized by Islamabad. Heather Nauert is U.S. State Department spokeswoman.
Until the Pakistani government takes decisive action against groups, including the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani Network, we consider them to be destabilizing the region and also targeting U.S. personnel. The United States will suspend that kind of security assistance to Pakistan.
Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S. on Thursday warned of the danger of suspending security aid, saying that Islamabad has contributed greatly to U.S.-led counterterrorism efforts. Nearly 30 civilians, including children, have been killed by airstrikes in the rebel stronghold of eastern Ghouta outside Damascus. The Britain-based watchdog group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which closely monitors the Syrian war, set blame on Russia for most of the airstrikes. This is VOA. For the first time in 2 years, North Korea agrees to talks with the South at the border truce village of Panmunjom. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Pyongyang agreed to Seoul's offer for dialogue Friday, only hours after the U.S. and the South delayed a joint military exercise that was set for next month. President Donald Trump and South Korean leader Moon Jae-in said late Thursday that annual large-scale military drills typically held in the spring will now take place after the Winter Games. What hasn't changed? Anyone's stance on the North's nuclear weapons. Kim Jong-un announced earlier this week in a New Year's Day speech his country will now focus on mass-producing missiles for deployment. Trump, for his part, said Thursday the talks were a good thing.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks. In a move that angers environmentalists and supporters of renewable energy, the U.S. Department of the Interior is planning to open up nearly all of America's coastal waters to oil drilling, including areas off California and Florida. The proposed five-year plan is much more expansive than one issued by President Donald Trump in April of last year. Ryan Zinke is U.S. Secretary of the Interior.
This is a start on looking at American energy dominance and looking at our offshore assets and beginning of a dialogue of when, how, where, and how fast those offshore assets should be or could be developed.
The Trump administration has a tough sell ahead, though. Given two high-profile oil spills in recent years in California and the Gulf of Mexico, which killed marine life and jolted local economies, Florida Governor Rick Scott, an ally of Trump's, has already vowed to fight attempts to drill off the coast of Florida. A lawyer for President Trump on Thursday sought to block publication of a new book, contending it's defamatory and libelous. In the most controversial passages of the book, former advisor Steve Bannon is quoted as saying he thought it was treasonous and unpatriotic that campaign officials, including some of Trump's own family members, attended a meeting with Russians in the midst of the campaign at Trump Tower in New York. A passenger train burst into flames after striking a truck in rural South Africa, killing at least 18 people and injuring about 260 others. Placing blame with the truck driver, an official with the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa said that the truck was attempting to outrun the train before it reached the crossing. Local police are still investigating the crash. Tashi Wangchuk, a Tibetan language rights advocate, remains in custody in China after pleading not guilty to charges of inciting separatism. From Washington, this is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
And broadcast.